Welcome to the Visionary Fundraising Podcast. I'm David Oakes. We've been talking about the number one tool for visionaries, that is storytelling. But you should know the world will ignore you when you tell your stories the wrong way. Yesterday, we began talking about the first element in my engaging story formula, one. We're going to talk a little bit more about that today. I think you're in the right place at the right time. God bless you. Storytelling, the visionary fundraiser's number one tool. We're focusing for the second show on the first element in my engaging story formula, and that is one. Powerful visionary fundraising stories and appeals, they focus on one beneficiary thing. And then the last show, we talked about Deborah Small and her famous study where she tried to fundraise for a bunch of starving people, and she fundraised for one little girl with a name, Rokia, and she got 100% more money when she fundraised for one little kid with a name than she did trying to raise money for a lot of more people who needed a lot of money. So we said people don't respond to you because the problem you describe is big. They respond because the problem you describe is solvable. Wow. So focusing on the many, it will leave you ignored. In the 1980s, we tossed out our trash out, unmindful of where it would end up. Landfills designed to isolate municipal waste from society supported an incredible lack of awareness. Policymakers and the media sounded alarms for years, citing the ever-increasing dangers of our waste and how it was piling up. Nobody listened. Nobody heard. But that all changed with the story of a barge, one barge with a name. The barge had a name, Mobro. Because of Mobro, the American nation, New York City in particular, and the entire world, suddenly we were all focused on what we do with our trash. Mobro is the story in the spring of 1987 of a barge loaded down with 30,000 tons of trash from New York City that North Carolina refused to accept. That rejection grew to over a dozen places. It was chased away by the warplanes of two nations. It was called into service by Johnny Carson, who suggested the Mobro be rerouted to Iran. Dan Rather called it the most watched load of garbage in the memory of man. The story of Mobro helped make recycling a household word today. Mobro is called the barge that helped fuel a movement. You can't miss this. A story sparked a movement. This story about one meandering New York City garbage barge shocked our world into action and fueled a movement. Wow. The story of one person, not a village. One person, not a neighborhood. One person, not a drought-soaked region, becomes powerful. The story of one person who we might look in the eye and feel empathy toward, it's moving. Visionaries engage donors with stories about one hungry child, not world hunger. One polar bear, not all of climate change. One homeless person, not homelessness. One person fighting cancer, not cancer. Talk about 1 acre of rainforest, not the whole rainforest. Talk about one animal in need of rescue, not the whole animal shelter. Talk about one beneficiary, not their entire nation. In 1979, Mother Teresa of Calcutta accepted the Nobel Peace Prize on behalf of the hungry, the naked, the homeless, of the crippled, of the blind, the leprous, of all those people who feel unwanted, unloved, uncared for, thrown away of society, people who have become a burden to the society and are ashamed by everybody. But she totally understood this focus, this power of focusing on the one. She said, "I never think in terms of a crowd, but of individual persons. If I thought in terms of crowds, I would never begin my work. I believe in the personal touch of one." When a story is about the many, it diverts and dilutes our attention. But when a story focuses on the one, the numbers, stats, facts are illuminated and we're engaged. All engaging visionary stories focus on the power of the one and not the many. Several years ago, New York Times columnist and two-time Pulitzer Prize winner Nicholas Kristof, he wrote about the humanitarian crisis in Darfur and the lack of any international response to it. He had studied Deborah Small's research about the likelihood of helping one little girl named Rokia more than a famine that threatened millions. Realizing that the Darfur crisis was being neglected because it was so massive, he suggested Darfur needed, quote, "one suffering puppy with big eyes and floppy ears." Now, I'm here today challenging you to find and focus on that one, quote, "suffering puppy," unquote, among your needy beneficiaries. Focusing on the many discourages people from giving. Your donors and prospects already know the problem your mission solves is big. Your job as a visionary fundraiser is to tell a story of a solvable piece of it and invite your donors to become the hero of that story. Wow, glad you tuned in today. One, the first element to crafting stories that help you to overcome this malady, this curse of being ignored, means tell stories that focus on the one. Tune in tomorrow, and I'm going to give you the next element in our formula.